This is Anna Carmo with UN News. Following a five-day visit to the Democratic Republic of the Congo, or DRC, where instability, intercommunal violence and disease continues to take a heavy toll, the human rights situation there is showing signs of improvement, said High Commissioner Michelle Bachelet. The human rights chief visited the eastern province of Ituri and met leaders from the Hema and Lendu communities who have suffered atrocities which, according to a recent report from her office, may constitute potential crimes against humanity. At the end of her visit this week, the High Commissioner spoke exclusively to Radio Okapi, the Francophone radio station run by the UN mission in the country, MONUSCO. Speaking to Alain Irung, Ms. Bachelet started by giving an overview of the current state of human rights in the DRC. We have voiced his questions into English.
I would tell you there has been a decrease of 3%. In the number of documented human rights violations. This has been limited. The number, gravity and consequences for the population remains worrying, though. I am particularly concerned that, in fact, that state agents remain responsible for the majority, 54%, of the documented violations against the country. They have done less violation, but still remain the biggest responsible. The FARDC, in particular, remain responsible for the largest numbers. It's responsible for 28% of documented. We're talking about documented violations. Now we're talking about violations that have been presented by people and that have been verified, which demonstrates that beyond limitations in their ability to protect civilians, they play an active role as perpetrators. Decisive action, then, on part of the government to stop is needed, to stop violations by the security agencies and armed forces is needed. But on the other hand, we see an increase of activities by armed groups. They have increased by 40% and continue to have a devastating impact on civilians. So it has decreased a bit in general, maintains the proportion on state actors, but we have increased activities by armed groups. So the other thing that is concerning is the increase of reported cases of sexual violence. But we have to also acknowledge progress in some areas. And there has been a significant decrease, minus 26%, almost a third less, in the number of violations of fundamental freedoms, such as, you know, the opening of democratic space, freedom of speech, freedom of assembly, and, the release of political prisoners. So I think this is a positive thing that we really acknowledge. However, I think it's always needed to continue making all efforts. So there's no violation of political, civilian and political rights, including there should be no attacks against human rights defenders and other civil society actors. And, of course, demonstrations which should continue to be free and have no repression on that.
On 10 January, the United Nations Joint Human Rights Office published a report which states at least 701 people were killed in communal conflicts in the Djougou territory in Ituri between September 2017 and September 2019. According to this document, the vast majority of the victims of the attacks appear to have been targeted because of their membership of the Hema community. The report also indicates that the attacks could be genocide or crimes against humanity. And this report has been contested by the Lendu community, which considers it biased and full of errors. You met this community in Bunia. What was the response you gave them?
Well, first of all, the reason that I went to Ituri is because the majority of people go always to North Kivu or South Kivu, and we have just this report that show us that there were big problems in Ituri and in the Djougou territory. The second thing that I explained to them is that the findings of the report are based on a thorough, objective, impartial investigation conducted by the UN Joint Human Rights Office using the standard methodology of my office. We use the same methodology all over the world. I told them that all violations or abuses by all parties have been investigated with the same level of care and thoughtfulness. The figures of the report represent all the incidents that could be verified according to the OHCHR methodology and standard of proof. I pointed out that the report also provides figures of Lendu victims of attacks perpetrated by the HEMA and documents human rights violations and abuses committed against the Lendu by the army and police forces, and not only figures of HEMA victims. And finally, I also noted that we will continue to monitor the situation. So I invited him to share any information about human rights abuses and violations that were not included in the report for us so it can be verified.
Several Congolese personalities and organizations have asked the ICC to consider the crimes and other abuses committed by national and foreign armed groups, particularly in the East. What is your opinion?
Well, we think that justice is an essential element of the pathway to peace. Peace without justice is very difficult to be sustainable. We have seen it in many parts of the world. There must be accountability for crimes committed, and justice must be seen to be done by population that have been victims of crimes and serious human rights violations. And the primary mission of the ICC is indeed to help put an end to impunity for the perpetrators of the most serious crimes and thus contribute to the prevention of such crimes. It is important to note, however, that it is not a substitute for national courts. It is a duty of every state to investigate and I would say prosecute those responsible for international crimes. So the ICC can only intervene when a state is unable or unwilling to do so. Therefore, the primary responsibility for trying perpetrators of the most serious crimes in the DRC, including those committed in the East, lies within the Congolese authorities. For the last 10 years, we have seen progress in the capacity of the national judicial authorities, in particular military justice, to investigate and prosecute cases of grave human rights violations, in particular cases that amount to crimes against humanities or war crimes. So there has been important convictions, both of senior military commanders and armed group commanders. So I think the important thing now is to encourage the government, and in particular the Minister of Justice, to continue improving the judicial system, improving the capacities, the resources, so that requires to fight impunity effectively. So I will always also like to underline our commitment to continue providing technical assistance and other kind of support to the judiciary.
Human rights also mean prison conditions, and in the DRC they are deplorable. Several deaths of prisoners have been recorded. What are your general recommendations to the Congolese authorities to improve this human rights sector?
Well, the first thing is I'm really, really concerned to hear about the conditions of prisons, the high number of deaths linked to poor conditions, lack of food security, and of course, substandard health care, sanitation, and food, as I comment, and many prisoners in a small prison. So I've been speaking with the government and with the Minister of Justice, who is aware of this, and he's going to go visit the different prisons to see the conditions and to see what can be done. Because, as you know, of course, new prisons need to be built, but that is not something you can do from one day to another. So what we have been discussing is that they are going to go to the prisons and they're going to analyze the prisoners' cases, because many of them are for a long time because the justice system have not been able to trial them yet. The other situation are people whose the things they committed, they did it, maybe are not that bad, that they don't need to remain in jail, that they could have sort of preventional measures. They can be at home but respond to the police. I mean, there are different ways of dealing this while a lot of other prisons can be built. So what we have been telling them is that they have to see every case by case and see what the possibilities are. So, but the important thing is that we have discussed this with the government. They are aware of this, and they have told me that they're going to take additional measures to try to address the problem.